We're back with more of Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Bonnie North. It's been a frustrating spring on Miller Parkway in a number of ways. After ending the first month of the season on a roll, the Milwaukee Brewers went downhill in a hurry in May. And if that weren't bad enough, the word surfaced at the start of this month that Major League Baseball is looking into a possible 100-game suspension for a number of players, including Brewers star Ryan Braun, for being linked to a now-closed anti-aging clinic in Florida. But Braun is still playing, or rather still in uniform. He hasn't played much, thanks to an injury to his right hand. The Brewers' misfortunes are at the top of mind for sports contributor Howie Magner, who tells Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke how the Ryan Braun situation is likely to play out.
The new thing that's happened now is Tony Bosch, the man who started and ran that clinic, has told Major League Baseball that he will now cooperate with their investigation. He's basically turned state's evidence, if you will, in favor of Major League Baseball. And so the upshot of this is everybody is saying that Major League Baseball will seek to suspend Ryan Braun and Alex Rodriguez for possibly 100 games and several other players as well. Okay, that's fine, but that's not necessarily news because Major League Baseball has been going after, PED users, suspected Ryan Braun among them for a couple of years now. So the fact that Major League Baseball wants to suspend these guys isn't new. What's new is that Bosch has flipped, but we don't know what Bosch is going to say. We don't know if Bosch is going to be able to implicate Ryan Braun, if he's going to have any evidence that's going to implicate Ryan Braun. We just don't know at this point. And here's the other thing. Everything that's coming out right now is anonymous sources. Nothing has really changed until somebody from Major League Baseball steps forward to a microphone and uses a name other than anonymous and says, yes, we think this happened and we think this guy did that. And here's why we think that. It's all speculation right now. And that's why I get a little bit uncomfortable when people are jumping to those conclusions and saying, well, yeah, Braun is definitely going to get suspended for 100 games. We don't know.
Does this process that Major League Baseball is apparently going through, does baseball come out from under a cloud of anything, or is this just kind of one more layer of evidence that there's something weird about sports today?
Well, part of the problem is that I don't know that you ever get out from under the cloud. Major League Baseball could certainly point to it as a milestone and look what we're trying to do to clean up our sport and to keep performance-enhancing drugs out of it. But the larger problem with this whole issue is that it's a race. It's a constant race between the performance-enhancing drug makers coming up with undetectable drugs that can help you cheat better and the chemists who are trying to detect those drugs, trying to catch up to the drugs that have just been invented. It used to be steroids. Nobody talks about steroids anymore. Now it's all human growth hormone. What's the next thing after human growth hormone? I have no idea. Telekinetic implants? I couldn't tell you. But that's what's really sad, is that I don't know that you see an end to this. I mean, in a perfect world, would you like to think, all right, we caught these guys and we've suspended them and everything's going to be nice and people won't cheat from now on? It's not the case anymore. The problem with this is it's a long tunnel, and I don't see the end of it.
Speaking of chases, the Brewers, if they have any imagination that they might be in the playoff race, have a lot of chasing to do between now and, say, September. They are, as we have this conversation on Friday afternoon, 11 games below 500 and 12 games, I believe, behind the third place Pittsburgh Pirates in the NL Central. That said, the Brewers have been, on something of an upswing recently. What is the story of the Milwaukee Brewers circa mid-June?
The story is, if you're going to believe that they're going to make a playoff run, then you are an optimist. They've just dug themselves such a big hole, and that's only part of the equation. The other part of the equation is that the teams that they would be chasing for a division title, if you're a real optimist, or even the wild card spot, are playing extremely well. The gap is quite big just to even get into the conversation for that second wild card spot, which I believe is held by Pittsburgh right now. So that doesn't even take into account what the Brewers have done up to this point, which is not play very good baseball. You're right. Have they played better recently? Yes. As we're talking Friday, they had won 5 of the last 6 games. And frankly, they're not much healthier now than they had been earlier in the season. Corey Hart still isn't back, and now the optimistic viewpoint is that he'll be back before the All-Star break. Well, the previous optimistic viewpoint was that he'll be back at the end of May. Ryan Braun continues to deal with a hand injury that has kept him out of the lineup recently and is really affecting his power stroke. Now, look, 75% of Ryan Braun is still better than most players in baseball, but you're not getting the production level that you expected out of him. Aramis Ramirez is still coming back from his knee injury. The good news is that you've still got Gene Segura playing high above expectations for a youngster, and that's offensively and defensively at shortstop. Carlos Gomez is still having a great year, and now Jonathan Lucroy is starting to come around. I believe he leads the team in RBIs now, and he had a real slow start. And Ricky Weeks is even starting to come out of his season-long slump. I think he just got his batting average above 200 for the first time in a long time. The starting pitching remains a problem. They've gotten a boost from Alfredo Figueroa, who is a guy that not a lot of people knew about going into the season. And if you did know about him, all you expected was that he might be a middle reliever. Well, now he's gotten, because of other injuries, thrown into the rotation and has actually performed quite well in that role. But the big problem with the rotation is that the young guys that the Brewers had counted on, you know, guys like Mike Fiers, Willie Peralta, had not lived up to expectations. And so the back end of that rotation has really struggled. You have to believe, if you're going to be an optimist, that the starting pitching continues to get better, that the bullpen continues to perform at the very high level that it's performed at recently. And that's actually been the brightest spot on this whole team, is the bullpen. But they've just got such a long way to go. They've dug themselves such a deep hole that you really have to be an optimist to think that they're going to make a playoff run.
There's some basketball news in the middle of the summer, and it is, of course, not that the Bucks are in the NBA Finals or anything, but the Bucks are making news with the hiring of a new coach and getting ready for their place in the draft.
That's right. Larry Drew is the man that they finally decided on after a somewhat lengthy search. And if you don't know Larry Drew, he was the head coach for the Atlanta Hawks for the past 3 years, got them to the playoffs, had good but not great seasons. A lot of people don't know kind of what to expect from Larry Drew, but he really did make an impression at his opening press conference, where he said one of his main goals is to make sure that everybody gets on the same page and to really build relationships with the players that the Bucks have. And a lot of people thought that that wasn't necessarily the case when Skiles was running the show, and that could maybe, you know, make things a little bit easier in the locker room, help build a little bit more chemistry there, and perhaps lead to better things down the line for the Bucks.
Let's switch to football for just a minute here and go back to the days when Aaron Rodgers was just a backup quarterback waiting for his chance based on whether Brett Favre would come back for yet another season in a Green Bay uniform. It was a rough time in those days. There was plenty of friction between Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre and the Packer Nation. But those days are past, and there are signs of a reconciliation at hand.
A few months back, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers surprised everybody by appearing at an award show together and handing out an award. And that was really the beginning of the thawing of the ice between Favre and Rodgers, between Favre and the Packers, and really between Favre and the fans. And then the Packers and Rodgers specifically came out and said, yeah, we think it's time that Brett Favre comes back into the fold. And that was all well and good, but it takes two to tango. And Favre had to say that he wanted to come back into the fold. Well, recently Favre has made some comments toward that end as well. The key things that are leading toward this, I think, is that will help Packers fans get over that, and that will really resonate with Packers fans who had a thing against Favre, particularly for going to play for the Vikings, is that Favre said, "I was at fault." He said those words. Now, he said that everybody was at fault, but he said, "I was at fault." He's taking responsibility for the situation as well. He's also said some very complimentary things about Rodgers. Most recently, he said that he thinks Rodgers is going to shatter all of his records except for perhaps the consecutive games played record, assuming Rodgers stays healthy. These are things that you hadn't heard come out of Favre's mouth before. And I think a lot of Packers fans had to hear those types of things before they were willing to get over how things ended. It was a bitter divorce. It helps that Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl for the Packers and that Aaron Rodgers has a big new contract. So there's no threat to Aaron Rodgers now to help bring Favre back into the fold. There's no threat to the Packers organization. Everybody is secure in where they are, and Favre is secure in his retirement with his legacy as well. And it all just makes for a recipe for everybody to get together and play nice and retire Favre's uniform and have a really great ceremony and just look back on all the wonderful times that he gave the franchise and that the franchise gave him.
What a warm, fuzzy way to end.
Howie, isn't that nice?
Thanks.
Pleasure.
Lake Effect sports contributor Howie Magner writes the Sports Nut column for Milwaukee Magazine's website, and he's senior editor at the magazine. He spoke with Mitch Tyke. We'll take a short break now and then return with comedian and author Jim Gaffigan. Stay tuned. Lake Effect Weekend returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.